If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Do you want some great news, Farley, before we get to Kurt Cignetti?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Wednesday, and that means that Ruhlmann's is open for lunch and dinner today. They're closed Monday, Tuesday, but if you want to make the drive down Highway 6 in between Lincoln and Omaha to the wonderful city of Ashland, you can dine there for lunch or dinner today at Ruhlmann's Steakhouse, just off Highway 6, the south side of the road. They have wonderful steak options, probably like filet mignon, sirloin, New York strip, ribeye. Don't forget the walleye they have, Chilean sea bass. Sip loves the crab fried rice they have there at Ruhlmann's. And don't forget the wonderful cookie skillet. Mention the ticket or early break. Your group gets that for absolutely free at Ruhlmann's.
What'd you say now?
If you mention early break or the ticket, you will get the cookie skillet for free.
Oh, I thought you said the whole meal for free.
No.
You can't. I mean, Jake, I'm not a morning person. So
yes, you are a morning person.
Talking
you
about
absolutely
food,
are a morning person.
I'm a morning person.
Person,
but talking about food like that doesn't excite me in the morning. Now, you may can repeat that to me around 2, 3 o'clock, and that'll make me
Farley,
real
you're
hungry.
Up at 3 in the morning. You're a morning person.
Yeah,
you come
but
in
I'm
here
not,
chipper
yeah.
every time on a Monday cleaning its place, and you're always happy as can be.
Well, you're talking
morning
about,
person.
I'm not a food person in the morning. You know, I got to get my fluids in, coffee. But I'm not
and going. Red Bull.
And a Red Bull. I haven't tested Red Bull yet, but I'm going to chuck that one. But I'm not a morning person when it comes to eating, though, like that.
Okay, well, get to Ruhlmann's for lunch or dinner today.
Well, just,
Highway
I,
6 in Ashland.
I'll wait for you to take me, Jake.
By the way, before we move on, you know, we mentioned that we've got our guys out there for Media Days. We had Matt Rhule sit down with our crew, as well as Dylan Raiola, Deshaun Singleton, Henry Lutovsky, Marquise Buford all sat down with the ticket out there. As they also had the director of the playoff sat down with the guys at about 5 o'clock yesterday out there. Our coverage from Vegas is made possible, Farley, by Currency, Stevens & Smith Construction, Gary Michaels Clothiers, who, by the way, clothe all the players. They look great out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Gary Michaels Clothiers. Warhorse Casino, Advanced Medical Imaging, and League One Volleyball Omaha, making our trip to Vegas possible. And speaking of Vegas, Farley, I did tease before the break. Kurt Cignetti, Mr. Google Me, with his, you know, very pompous last year before the season, backed it up by making the freaking playoff in Indiana. Lost, of course, Notre Dame in the playoff, but incredible year. Was asked, as you should be, about why did Indiana back out of the Virginia series? They had a home and home in 2027 and 2028. In terms of why they backed out of the Virginia series. Here's Kurt Cignetti on that.
All right. 12 of the 16 SEC teams play 3 G5 or an FCS game. 12 of those teams play 36 games, 29 G5 games, and 7 FCS games, and one less conference game. All right? So we figured we'd just adopt SEC scheduling philosophy.
Ah, listen to the way he says this last part again. You can just tell he's just got a big grin on his face. Here's the last part again.
We figured we'd just adopt SEC scheduling philosophy.
Yeah. Puff out your chest there, Kurt Cignetti. I mean, here's the thing, Farley. We bashed Indiana on the show when this happened. We heard last week that they backed out of the Virginia series. Again, and by the way, again, Virginia's not good.
Yeah, they're not.
Virginia is a bad Power Four team. They have only made a couple bowl games the last 10 years. They've been around 3-9, 4-8 historically at Virginia for a long time. And it's not a scary game. But he reasons there, he looks at the SEC saying, if they can have these bad non-conference games, and so can we. And by the way, the next 5 years of Indiana non-conference, it's pathetic. Intentionally so. They have no hard games at all the next 5 years in their non-conference games.
Well, you know, I like to point
away. You're a competitive guy, Farley. Are you okay with that?
I think I'm okay with it because Virginia's not a threat. You know, I don't think they're a threat even if they play them away. So, you know, I mean, you take away that game, you know, you pay on the $500,000. We did the same thing with Tennessee. I mean, Kirk Cinetti's right. I mean, one game like that won't hurt you. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just gave us something to talk about.
Yeah, it did. I mean, and again, he has the, you can tell he's got the smirk on his face with that last comment. He said, if they're going to do it, we'll do the same thing. At the same time, Farley, selfishly, I'm a football fan. You're a football fan. You played football at a high level. I want to see competitive games. Why do I have to rely on Texas, Ohio State as my marquee non-conference game? And then the other schools say, yeah, we're good. And this goes out back to Nebraska. Nebraska pulled the rug on Tennessee. I would have liked to see Tennessee. I get why they pulled it because of what Cignetti just said there. It doesn't really – wins don't help you as much as losses punish you right now in college football.
Well, the reason I wanted the Tennessee game, because if we do win that game, it puts you back in that recruiting style. I mean, you see the recruits that Tennessee get. You see the recruits that other SEC school gets. And when you play a team like Tennessee, home and home, I mean, it's better for our economy. Tennessee's going to bring people with them. They're not probably going to all get in the game, but they're going to bring probably 20,000 people with them. So, you know, I mean, but you like to see games like that in college football. I don't like to see the Nebraska versus Houston Christian. You know, I don't want to see Nebraska versus Bowling Green. I know those are tune-up games, but we also want to see the Nebraska versus somebody like Texas A&M, Nebraska versus Oklahoma, Colorado, teams like that. I mean, the more years we get of college football, the better scheduling needs to be.
Yeah, and on that note, Farley, I mean, if we keep going down this route in terms of teams and coaches and ADs, you know, using this philosophy of Kurt Cignetti, who is using the SEC philosophy, you're threatening the entire month of September just being a lost cause. Well, we're going to have Alabama's playing Mercer this week. Ohio State's playing Furman. Nebraska's playing Houston Christian. You don't need 3 weeks of that. Like, that's a 1 week thing. We can accept off the bat. Like, we are so spoiled this year they have Texas, Ohio State week one, and Baylor, Auburn week one. We have some great games.
Well, last year,
but if we keep using this model where schools say we don't need to have tough non-conference games, you're talking about games not mattering until late September and no reason for you to watch a football game besides Nebraska playing Cupcake State.
But yeah, but you check out the other teams. You know, last year you had Georgia, Clemson, Texas.
But my point is this far, that might go away if people keep using what the Cincinnati's doing and taking away
games. They're trying to get the easiest route to the playoffs.
Understood. And why wouldn't everybody do that, though?
But everybody is not going to be able to do that, because once you start adding in that scheduling phase to the playoffs, then you're going to have to toughen up your schedule. You're going to have to. Probably two, instead of four games of FBS schools, you're going to only have one probably.
Until they make the strength of schedule count, Farley, that's not going to matter. Until the playoff committee and whoever, you know, decides who makes the playoffs makes it apparent that your strength of schedule matters versus just your wins and losses, this will be more common where schools implement this philosophy. And I don't blame them. I don't like it because I like good games, but I don't blame them for doing so.
They're taking the high road, Jake.
I suppose. It might be the low road. I don't know. Yeah, they're taking the low road.
Taking the easy way out.
They're taking the easy way out. Exactly. Yeah. So, again, I'm not trying to say Cignetti's cheating the system. He's not. He's actually using the system very well, and he's being very smart. But selfishly, as a football fan that likes to sit on my couch or at the sports bar and watch all the games, I will not be inclined to watch Indiana football until late September when they play a conference game, because their first three are a bunch of yawners and snoozers.
Well,
it's not supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be maybe one yawner and a two yawner and one competitive game. And they say, nah, we're good. Three cupcakes.
Well, week one is probably the best games ever in college football
right,
this year.
But is that going to be the case next year and the year after that? Or is this like the last year we're going to have something like that? Because it makes no sense to have tough games if it doesn't help you out versus hurting you more.
You're right, Jake.
Thank you. Usually,
no argument with me.
All right. Thank you, Father. That's Kurt Cignetti at Media Days. When we come back, we have the mailbag. Send in your questions to earlybreak937 at gmail.com or text us at 402-464-5685. Mailbag and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on The Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.